You had a fourth restaurant at one point.
That's correct. Stillwater Bay ran from first opening in fall of 84. Its last day of operation was June 30th of 2005. So ran it for almost 21 years. Two more months would have been 21 years.
And why did it close?
I closed it because it wasn't profitable. It was just that simple. We just were not throwing off economic profitability. I just felt like, you know, it's a drain of our psychic energy and it's a drain of our financial resources. And I just basically gave up. And when I did, I put a for sale sign on the entire building. And I sold that 12,000 square foot building in downtown Stillwater. But before the end of 2005, it had sold. And candidly, I was so glad when that check cleared. It was just, it was freeing. It was a relief. The thing I'm most proud of in that process, all 41 employees that worked at Stillwater Bay on June 30th, 2005, we placed them within our company. Everyone was offered a position. No one was terminated or handed a pink slip over that decision. About four people opted not to do it, but the other 37 all took a job, many of whom flourished in new roles. Jim Owens, for example, who ran the Bay the whole time it was in business, and it worked for me years prior at Eskimo Joe's, is still working at Eskimo Joe's Clothes today. So I'm real proud of that. Jimmy's worked here longer than anybody.
Everything you had touched turned to gold, it seems. This was the first time, though, that something is failed is the correct word, or that something you had to close?
That's absolutely right.
And so how did that affect you? Was that bothersome to you?
Emotionally, it was very draining. It was very draining. Gosh, the first year I was open, Mexico Joe's lost literally a fortune. But I was too proud to shut it down. That was not an option. To not honor that lease was not an option. And so I felt like I knew by the end of 87, even though I'd lost a lot of money, that we had the concept ironed out, that we were executing it well, and that the product itself was fantastic. Actually, the marketing pitch that got us back on track that next year was something we already did, but we'd never positioned it so strongly. And we were able to buy local avails on local cable television advertising starting at about that point in time. So on ESPN and MTV, I stood in front of the camera and said, hey, if this isn't the best Mexican food you've ever had, it's free. I'll buy it. Come give it a try. And I remember the guy that was selling me the ads actually was a little concerned. Maybe he didn't like it. I don't know. But he thought, are you sure you want to do that? You know, we didn't buy a handful of meals. But it was a strong statement of our competence in what we were doing. And that was not the main reason why we turned it around. It was a part of the turnaround, certainly. But the main thing was, hey, we started executing. We were delivering a great product. And eventually, we were able to build it back. But when we first opened it, we were undercapitalized. We were undertrained. And we did not execute well for a ton of people. It's a problem that a lot of independent operators have. And they'll open too early. And they make a bad impression on a lot of people. It's tough to turn that around. So it was a huge lesson learned for us. In 88, we turned it around. We broke even. 89 forward, it was a phenomenal success. In fact, in the early 90s, we started counting how many guests we were turning away because of how small the place was. Realized we were turning away as many as we were serving. So we ended up buying land out on Hall of Fame and building a building from the ground up that opened in 1994. Today, Mexico Joe's is a 6,700 square foot facility that's just world class. It's truly a prime location with ease of ingress, egress, tons of drive-by traffic every day. You know, it's just a phenomenal success story. We just celebrated our 25th anniversary this year.
Then Giuseppe's.
Giuseppe's followed. We opened in 2000. You know, I was scared to death to do another one because of the heartache and the financial strain that Mexico Joe's was when we opened it. But I did feel like that there was a niche there. No one had really come into our market with an Italian dining concept. There were a lot of pizza places, including the Hideaway, which has been here since 1957 and a legendary pizza place, but not really a full-on Italian concept. So I really wanted to give it a try. We broke ground in 99, and we finally got it open in May of 2000.
That was then known as the Fab Four.
That's right. We collectively referred to the four restaurants at that point as Stillwater's Fab Four, obviously playing off of the slogan that the Beatles operated as the Fab Four. And, of course, later, the University of Michigan had called themselves the Fab Five. It was just an easy way to collectively refer to these operations. And I thought it had a pretty good hook to it.
So to this day now, then, it's the Three Amigos.
That's right. When we closed Stillwater Bay, we just kind of fell back into that Three Amigos.